When the Civil War began, some citizens found that the places they lived were on the wrong side of the line when it came to their sympathies in the conflict. One place where those tensions were greatest was at this site, and I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
During the American Civil War, the state of Kentucky remained in the Union, making slavery legal within its borders. Just to the south, Tennessee had seceded from the Union. However, there were many citizens in the eastern part of that state unhappy with the decision.
There are a lot of civilian unionists in that area. And as early as 1861, they're calling for U.S. forces to go into that area, in their words, liberate them.
Steve Fan is chief of interpretation at Camp Nelson National Monument. He says those unionists in Tennessee did not get federal help for their liberation in 1861 or 62. It was 1863 before a military camp was established here, about 20 miles south of Lexington, Kentucky.
And this is how Camp Nelson is going to start in late April of 1863. It will be developed rapidly in the summer. In mid-August 1863, General Ambrose Burnside will take command of the Army of the Ohio, and he'll march them right down the road into East Tennessee.
Camp Nelson was an important supply depot, helping the Union Army to wage war in the states that had seceded.
Well, I think a modern military term that people often hear is a forward operating base. This is exactly what this was. It featured hundreds of wooden structures, corrals for horses and mules. Thousands of civilians actually were employed by the Army to work here.
The camp had natural protection on three sides with rivers and streams. Earthen fortifications were built to defend the approach from the north.
And all built by slave labor. Another complexity of Kentucky, as I mentioned, slavery was legal and protected. So the Army had to impress enslaved people to build earthworks. And the remnant earthworks can actually still be found at the park here today.
There are many storylines that intertwine at this unique location. And that's next time as we travel the countryside in Nicholasville, Kentucky. I'm Andrew McCrae.